Macmillan Audio presents Iago by David Snowden. Read for you by John Lee. I am not what I am. Shakespeare, Othello. What's past is prologue. Shakespeare, The Tempest. Part 1. 1. The Castle. On a disconcertingly mild February afternoon, some 1520 years after Christ, two lords of Venice and a Florentine labored up a peak in the string of mountains that dominates much of the northern coast of the island of Cyprus. To the south, a never-ending flatland, thickly forested, glimmered under a cloudless sky. Their destination remained far above them. They could not see it yet because the peak was forested too. Neither of the signors had made so precipitous a trek in their long lives, though one was a soldier of great experience. They were wearing thick cloaks, as they would have in their home city, 1,000 leagues north, so were hot and irritable. They had ridden hard for the best part of 3 hours to the base of the mountain, had endured an almost inedible lunch at an inn, and, because the trail could not accommodate horses, they had been offered a couple of bony, malodorous mules. They regretted declining them. In strong contrast to their darkening humour, the Florentine seemed sprightly. His ascent was less arduous than theirs, not on account of his youth, but because he was being carried by a pair of burly retainers in a chair, strapped between two poles, for he had only one leg. The lords of Venice, 57 and 65 years of age respectively, but with both legs intact.